Time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Welcome along to Live and Direct. I think I'm going to have to do this with one ear because my headphones are just cutting out.
Oh, why?
Oh, it's wild time here. It's real late. It's the gremlins. Hey, Live and Direct, we've got old chips in the studio. We don't just have a bowl of old chips lying around. We have a musician called Old Chips.
Hello. It's very weird having to do this after having just done my show, but I guess I didn't really have another choice, did I?
Yeah, I forced you to come on, and I'm holding you against your... No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the problem that comes from being a woman of many talents.
Hey, if you don't know, of course, this is Amelia talking. You may have just heard Amelia on the top 10.
Hi.
We can't get rid of her. She's doing all the things. Of course, you are also the creative director here at 95BFM. So.
Oh God, very few people use the actual title, but yes, that is what my emails say.
Yes, if I go into your what is it, the paper you get when you're like, here's a job.
The job description?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh my goodness.
It'll say creative director. And I mean, you are creatively directing everything here.
Well, everything that's written down. Everything that's on air is Sarah.
Visually online stuff?
Collab. Collab with Sigrid,
okay.
On that one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But also, you're a musician.
Yes.
And funnily enough,
it's my first passion.
I performed in a band with you. For a few years.
We actually did this very segment in a band, and that was the last time I was on. I did a live to air, I think.
And now I'm running the show.
Yeah, now you're in charge. How does it feel?
It's all come full
circle.
Make
the puppets dance, Kitty.
Hey, it's great. You know, it's been fun. You've been doing music for a while, and you're, of course, a very big music nerd. Live and breathe music. For those people who don't know, what other musical groups have you been a part of?
So I guess principally I was in Polyester, who sadly is now broken up, I guess.
Yeah, we're all torn apart.
Yeah, we're roughed up. I also make music as Amamelia, which is like electronic. Some of it is very slow and some of it is very fast, and there's nothing really in between.
But it's been placing on the top 10 very highly.
Well, that makes it sound like it's an inside job, but I actually take the top 10 incredibly seriously, and it's very embarrassing for me every time that happens.
I can vouch that BFM people go hard. They rock. I'm Amelia very hard.
Yeah, well, I was like, I don't know, because I'm gonna tear back the curtain. Like, you get a little bit suspicious when you're a BFM person and people are voting for your track, because it's like... Not everybody knows that it's me, but some people do, and they're probably like, oh, we should support Amelia, which is very nice, but it's like, do they actually like the music? But then it's actually been doing quite well in Wellington and stuff, and that's been really, really lovely to hear, because it's like, oh, the music actually might be good. It's not just people being like, oh, we'll be nice, we'll throw Amelia a bone, we'll be nice to Amelia. It's, apparently people love gay slut.
Nice.
But yeah.
But you just said before that you have performed in Skux as well. And
yeah, I played guitar for Skux for a little while. I've been in a bunch of bands. I was in Team Ugly, all kinds of various things.
And a lot of solo stuff as well. Like very, very early solo stuff, which I guess we won't maybe not talk about.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some, like, you can go digging and find like a bunch of like weird rando stuff. Like me and Sylvia, the singer from Polyester, we made a country album. Basically I'm in bands all the time, as much as I can be. And when the bands can't keep up with all of the stuff that I want to do, I just do it on myself, by myself on the weekend. So like Old Chips kind of started because when I started playing keyboards in Polyester, I would spend ages and ages like making the synth patches and like working on like how to make the keyboard sound how I wanted it to sound, which was like very 80s and a little bit shit.
Well, that was my big question, because I know that, yeah, I mean, you are still a part of a lot of different groups and projects, so my big question was why start another, but you've just answered that perfectly.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of it comes out of, so to be 100 and like totally completely honest, because for some reason that's what I'm doing now, my like main passion in music, the thing that I want to do, is like the Polyester thing. It's like synth pop, like, love songs. And everything else that I've done has basically come out of the frustrations around that being a very, like, time-consuming and difficult process. Mm. So, like, I started making Amamelia music because I wanted to have complete control over the recordings that we made, but I didn't know how to produce music. And so I figured that making electronic music was a good way to learn production because you didn't have to have a bunch of equipment and record a bunch of stuff. You could just, like, bring in some samples and learn how to make those into nice things. Mm. And then when the time came, I could buy stuff or borrow stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, and so Old Chips kind of came about the same way because, I mean, I've always been into, like, I say always. Obviously not when I was, like, a tiny baby, but, like, I like all kinds of music. I listen to a lot of, like, I used to host, before I hosted the Top 10, I hosted a show called Amelia's Secret, where I played a bunch of, like, almost unlistenable nonsense. And that's something that I'm really, like, I really care about is, like, weirdo, on the fringe kind of music. So when I would sit there for, like, hours trying to make keyboards sound nice, I was like, maybe I could turn this into something that's like the music I've been playing on Amelia's Secret.
Speaking of on the fringe, what's up with the name? Old Chips. Tell me about that, please. Do you like Old Chips?
Well, basically the first time that I was got asked to play a gig with this, someone kind of had vaguely heard that I was doing something like this. And they were like, we will book you to do a thing, but you need to give us a name right now. Like, you can play it, but you have to tell us the name right now. And everybody in the office had been making fun of me for eating old chips.
So you do like old chips?
I was eating like fish and chips, and they were all like soggy and cold. Ooh. And everyone was like, that is filthy and disgusting. See, and I was like, but they're so salty.
I was wondering if it was like potato chips, you know, crisps, like packet crisps, or if we're talking about fish and chips.
No, it's like hot chips. Although my preferred interpretation of the name, a little kind of backwards engineering, as people have been like, because you use so much like shitty old digital equipment. It's like, they're old chips. And I was very fond of that. I thought that was a much better name.
I think people will kind of pull at nothing and just be like, oh, yes. Oh, it's very...
I mean, it does make a lot of sense, though. I mean, the more you think about it, the more it makes sense. But, lovely Rachel Ashby did an illustration of some slightly soggy-looking chips for the cover of... I played at Wine Cellar recently, and Rowan recorded it. It was mixed by Jasmine Rose Phillips. I thought it sounded really good, so I put it up on Bandcamp.
Yeah, have the live shows been? I don't know if you've done any more.
No, it's been kind of like few and far between. Honestly, it'd been a year before that since I'd played because I don't, as you say, I do so many different things. Like this one is kind of, I don't promo as much as some of the others. And so the previous time I'd played, Rowan, like from Wine Cellar, had mixed it and he really liked it. So he asked me to play with him again next time he played his Recurde.
We're going to hear a track for you very shortly. But before that, for all the nerds out there, what's the setup? Talk us through what you've got set up on the ground.
I mean, it's a bit of a hodgepodge. So it kind of depends on what I can be bothered carrying. Sometimes there's a Yamaha DX27, the shit version of the DX7 without the nice touch sensitive keyboard. But tonight there is a Casio MT65. Before the sounds were like digitally produced, so it's produced in the same way as a lot of like organ sounds are. It's very similar to those old like big upright organs that are in your grandma's house. That's going through a DOD digital delay, which is like a cult pedal because it has this hold function. It's a very early digital delay when they're still trying to simulate the shittiness of analog delays. So it's like a really dark delay. Mm. But you can press and hold and it will just go on forever.
Cool. Like a looper almost.
Yeah, and then there's a copy of a MXR Phase 90 that goes through. And then there's also a mini log going through a tone gauge delay, which is apparently a Korean brand that I'd never heard of, but picked up off Trade Me. Quite a nice analog delay, just very standard. A very old Pearl flanger.
Ooh.
That they've really like pushed the controls so you can like turn everything up so that it like self-oscillates and makes horrible sounds.
Wow.
Which is great. And then that's going through a Tascam Porter Studio. The really, really terrible ones that they made in the early 2000s. But they're good for doing this because you can record and change which track is recording. So it's good for loop music. I actually owned one and didn't know what to do with it, and then went to a gig and saw this person making like sound music with her, and I was
cool.
Of course that's what it's for.
And you've got a guitar as well lying
down. We couldn't. There was not physically enough space for the guitar. There was going to be a guitar involved.
Okay.
Unplayed.
That's
just
fine.
Playing itself.
It's there in spirit.
It's there in spirit. Should we get going? I feel like, sorry, you were like, for the nerds out there, and I was like, I better give the nerds something.
The nerds have definitely gotten what they need.
They love the DFX9. I bet the nerds heard about the DFX9 and they're like, oh.
Very quickly, what is next though for Old Chips? Is it just going to be kind of something on the side, and potentially when you're tinkering with other projects and sounds, it's just going to come kind of like a spur of the moment type thing? What are your plans for?
I mean, basically with Old Chips, it's as much as other people want. So hopefully, it seems like maybe there will be some more gigs coming up. As of yet, unconfirmed. I don't think there are going to be any like studio recordings as such, because it's very like performancey. I don't know. I've sat down several times and tried to record it, and it always felt so wrong.
Mm.
Like, you kind of need to be in a slightly strange space. Like, you can't just be at home doing it. You need to be like in a bar.
No, that's fair.
I don't know. I'm very spiritual, kid. Yeah.
For people who want to listen to that live recording, where can they go on Bandcamp? Is it just under Old Chips?
Yeah, it's just under Old Chips. And it's called Wine Cellar and whatever the date was, which I believe is 1307, possibly. 130719.
I know we played a track on our show last week, so people potentially got a little bit of a taste of what's to come. But
yeah,
thank you, Amelia,
for coming up, for sticking around.
You've been here all day.
I have been here since 9 a.m.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, sit up, and we'll get to you very shortly. For those of you tuning in, this is Live and Direct here on Freak the Sheep. Of course, it's 95 BFM. We're going to be listening to a very long and I think improvisational piece. Yes, improvisational piece performed by Old Chips. Amelia has told me that this song is titled Port Ev. And Amelia's just getting all set up now. We're just going to get some mics rearranged and yeah.
Thank you.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello! Impressive.